cooler than Math Club and almost as cool as Chess Club. The Fan Club. Log on to Sportsnet590.ca. The Fan. On demand.
Well. I'm Sid Sixero. Bob McCown was not here. Could be a hell of a week not to be here. Jays have already made a deal, and there are whispers and things in the air. It's Tuesday, July 29th. As mentioned, I'm Sid Sixero. In for the vacationing Bob McCown. Jays are 2.5 games out of first. They utterly and completely embarrassed the Boston Red Sox last night. Trade deadline is Thursday. Non-waiver trade deadline is Thursday, 4 p.m. Eastern. And the Jays made a deal yesterday, and there are some juicy rumors hanging out there right now. Seems like another good afternoon to open up the phones, so that is exactly what we are going to do. 416-870-0590, 1-888-666-0590, star 590 on your cell device. Before we jump into that, I guess I should tee up the show as well. Elliot Friedman joins me in the 5 o'clock hour. We'll talk to Stephen Brunt. Where exactly is Stephen Brunt again? Winter Haven Brook, Newfoundland. And we'll talk to him, A, about the Jays, B, about this bear thing. This bear thing is a huge deal with Stephen in his backyard. We'll talk about the bear. And we'll deal with that. We're going to talk basketball. The Lakers have a head coach. Steve Nash could be done. August 8th is when LeBron James will be re-unveiled to the Cleveland faithful. It's going to happen in Akron. And he's going back to 23. Plenty to talk about NBA-wise. Rob Becker, legal analyst here on Primetime Sports at 6. Donald Sterling, as of this moment, no longer has control of his family trust, and the Clippers should be sold in 2 months. Barring any more series of appeals, although the judge who handed down the decision yesterday will allow Sterling to appeal the sale of his Clippers for $2 billion to the guy from Microsoft, but it won't prevent the sale from going through. It's confusing. That's why Rob Becker is joining us. And, the NCAA did the most NCAA thing ever. They settled a concussion lawsuit, but will right now not pay any of the money to concussed players in colleges from years gone by. It happened. The NCAA are a horrible group of people. I'll fill you in on that. And Joe Siddle from Fenway Park will tee up the Jays and the Red Sox tonight. All right. Here we go. We left air last night, Freege and I, in the room. We knew Eric Kratz was going somewhere. We knew Liam Hendricks was going somewhere. We didn't know where Alex Anthopoulos had sent them. Not long after we went off air at 6:52 Eastern, we found out, we knew they were going to Kansas City. We didn't know what Kansas City was sending back. Danny Valencia, primarily a third baseman. He's bounced around a little bit, but primarily a third baseman. Danny Valencia is what Alex Anthopoulos gets back in this deal. As we sit here today, the Toronto Blue Jays are not a perfect team. There aren't many perfect teams in baseball, but the Jays certainly are not one, despite the fact they've won more games than they've lost this season. The thing they kind of suck at more than most teams in the American League, actually, there is not a team in the American League worse at this thing than Toronto, is hitting versus left-handers. They are atrocious. I believe as a team, they're batting around 240. That's awful. So Danny Valencia, a right-handed bat, third baseman, dirt cheap at $500,000 for the rest of this year. That's what he was making this year. The Jays owe him less than that. And they have him controlled for a few years if they want. Danny Valencia comes in and joins the worst hitting team in the American League against left-handers. Valencia batting a career .333 against left-handers. And this year is north of .350. Last year, he hit 377 against left-handers. This is a good thing. It's a small thing. Danny Valencia has joined the team. He is at Fenway tonight. They sent down Rob Rasmussen, who had a 318 ERA out of the pen. A little surprising. But Rasmussen's back at AAA, and the Jays have six guys in the pen. The way the starters are throwing, right now it's not the end of the world. But Danny Valencia will help against lefties. No question. To what degree, we are about to find out. But as we talked about yesterday, John Gibbons had been given nothing to really work with once the injuries hit. And this cesspool of failure against left-handers, this was an issue when everyone was healthy. Never mind now. And yesterday I was trying to give John Gibbons some praise, despite the fact Anthopoulos had not really helped him out. To a certain degree, he just did. And again, it's not earth-shattering, but believe me, in his quiet moments in the visiting clubhouse, John Gibbons, before and after that game yesterday, is smiling a little bit because, man, they can use this guy. Is he a game-breaker? Probably not. But in certain scenarios, he will help. So, thumbs up to Danny Valencia. It's not the deal some people wanted, but the deadline hasn't arrived yet. I mentioned left-handed pitching. As of right now, John Lester is slated to throw against the Toronto Blue Jays at Fenway Park tomorrow night. Speculation is now running more rampant than it was that a deal may be so imminent, Lester might get pulled from that start. Lester may not throw at all. And as I look at the American League East standings after the Jays whipped their ass last night, I can tell you that it is bleak for the Boston Red Sox. 11 games out, 10 games under 500. And I believe they're 8.5 out of a wild card. That's exactly where they are. They're 8.5. It's not good. Is it insurmountable? No. The Tampa Bay Rays in 2011 on September 1st were 9 games out of a playoff spot. And they reeled in the Red Sox in September, known around Boston as Chicken and Beer September. It is not impossible to pull off what the Red Sox would have to pull off. However, with Lester, they got to make a call here. He's a UFA. And we haven't gotten anything official on tomorrow night. Lester is still scheduled to pitch against the Jays. This is just mere speculation. However, on MLB.com, within the last hour and a bit, and Phil Rogers, who posted, columnist for MLB.com, you just heard him on with Tim McAuliffe in the last hour, he threw out a very interesting nugget. Now, before I kind of go over it with you, for those just getting in your cars, Rob Wong here of Sportsnet 590, The Fan, posted a clip from Alex Anthopoulos on this very show from 6 days ago, and it's regarding trade rumors. What Alex Anthopoulos said was as follows, quote, anytime you see us linked to a player daily, and it's not from a Canadian-based or Toronto-based media outlet, normally there's not necessarily a whole lot to it, end quote. That might be true, but what I just heard is so good, I don't give a damn. I am going to run with it. So with all due respect to Alex Anthopoulos, and if you hear it, then it's not true. No, I'm not playing that game today. If I hear it, I think it's true. The trade deadline is 4 p.m. Eastern Thursday. You are not going to pour cold water on this fun. So away we go. MLB.com this afternoon. Again, within the last 90 minutes, in their bold predictions section of the website, which is getting a lot of traction with the deadline a few days away, they say that John Lester and Andrew Miller are being looked at by the Jays. John Lester, currently having, statistically, one of the best seasons he's ever had. ERA south of 3. What would the Jays have to give up? Potentially Drew Hutchison, a couple of prospects. Potentially Aaron Sanchez, a couple of prospects. No mention of Stroman. Stroman's off the table. Stroman's an MLB pitcher. He's not a prospect. At some point, you cross over. It's like it's a threshold into manhood when you become a major league pitcher. Marcus Stroman is a grown-ass man. He's not a prospect anymore. And I don't care how many starts he's made. He's there. Prospects here. Stroman, other end of the table. So that's the speculation. Lester and Miller for either Aaron Sanchez and a couple other guys or Drew Hutchison and a couple other guys. If it's Drew Hutchison, I like Drew Hutchison. If it's Drew Hutchison and a couple other guys, I do that thing 10 minutes ago. If it's Aaron Sanchez and a couple of guys, to hell with it. Do it. Do it. Aaron Sanchez has pitched 4 innings at this level in his life. He's either going to Cooperstown or nowhere or somewhere in between. If you think you have a shot at this and you're Alex Anthopoulos, John Lester's that good. John Lester is a 1 or 2 frontline guy in any postseason series against any team on any team. That includes Detroit. Scherzer goes 3rd game. I'm pitching Lester 2nd past Verlander. Guys that good who are lefties and basically in the prime of their career, I don't care if it's 2 months. I don't care. If I don't have to give up Stroman, I am doing it. And if money is an issue, which we're hearing it might be, you're not breaking the bank. You're getting him for 2 months. I don't know what that prorates into, but it's affordable. If you're the Jays and you don't want to spend a bunch of money, that's exactly what you want. Anyway, that's the latest from MLB.com. And believe me, I know the whole, if you hear it, then Alex Anthopoulos isn't doing it. I am ignoring that garbage today. And tomorrow and Thursday up until 3:58 p.m. Eastern. I am ignoring it because this is fun. The Jays are hanging around and they're not selling. Isn't this a weird feeling? I remember what this used to. I remember David Cone. I remember what this used to feel like in this city. Regardless if this happens or not, this is fun. And just enjoy it. That's my tip. Enjoy it. This team has reeked for like 15 years. Enjoy it. Oh, we got one more thing. Sorry, I forgot about this. Producer Ryan Walsh drops this in my face earlier today. I had missed it. We go off air yesterday, and as part of the pregame show into the Red Sox Jays last night, Joe Siddle, phenomenal job in the booth with Jerry Howarth on Blue Jays baseball here on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. They talked to everybody pregame, everybody. Yesterday, Joe Siddle, who will be joining us a little later on in the show, spoke to Casey Jansen, closer of the Toronto Blue Jays. And Casey was posed with the following. Your spot in the standings right now, how you guys are playing right now since the break. And at the time, they were 7-3 before last night. What message does this send to everyone, to Anthopoulos, upper management here, everybody? What does this say about your intentions and what do you guys want? Casey Jansen, your Blue Jays closer, responded in this way.
I think the trade deadline hasn't been what it was for us until this year, where we're actually looking to add and hopefully add a nice piece that's going to help us get to the top of our division. We're working our butts off as a team, and I can't say this enough, but we hope that our front office is working their butts off to improve this club as best they can and give us a fighting chance to make this a special season.
Woo! We are working our butts off as a team, and hopefully management is doing the same. First off, I'm not saying there's anything scandalous in that, because I'm sure Alex Anthopoulos is working every phone line he can. What the hell else is they paying him for? He has to be. But what you just heard there from a smart guy in Casey Jansen, a guy who's been around this organization for a bit, is a guy who is getting a taste of this for the first time. And there are other guys in that Jays clubhouse who have never been within 2.5 games of first on July 28th. This is new to them. Like it might be new to some younger Jays fans listening or watching to me today. For a lot of you, this is new territory. And it gets you excited. And not just you as a fan. There are guys in that room kind of excited. And I think what you heard there in Casey Jansen put eloquently is let's go. We're 2.5 out. Let's go. He didn't say specific money. He didn't say specific players. He didn't say position. But the Jays are 8-3 since the All-Star break. And All-Star break, they limped into at 11-23. They have come out as serious as a heart attack and made a push to within 2.5 of the division. They own the second wild card. I'm not talking about second wild card. I want to ignore the second wild card. It's the division. You want a division series. You want to play at least 3 games. That's what you want. And they're 2.5 out. Casey Jansen would like something done. There is no way he's alone in that opinion. There is nothing but guys in that room who have no idea what this is really like, what a real pennant race is like. And judging from the tone of Casey Jansen's voice, you can't make the argument to me that if Alex Anthopoulos does something, it'll just be another day in that room. It'll be like a shot of adrenaline through everybody. The Danny Valencia thing is nothing. It's nothing. He's making $500,000 a year. That got people's juices flowing. He can hit left-handers well. Good. What if it's a real move? What if it's a move that Matt... What if you see John... later this week, John Lester walks into a Jays clubhouse. Anyone of significance that can help walks into a Jays clubhouse. That is a message to everybody. That's a message to the room. That's a message to Gibby. That's a message to the AL East. That's a message to the American League. And not just this season. If you make any kind of push and don't go squirrely with it and bring in some guys that can help, you're selling yourself come the winter as well. It all ties together. All of it. And the guys in that room want that push. It's obvious. It's apparent. Why wouldn't they? It's not their money. To hell with it. They're willing to divert funds to get an average pitcher in Irvin Santana. You tell me these guys don't want to win now? Of course they do. What will happen? There's a part of me that thinks Alex Anthopoulos is okay either way here. If he makes the sell to ownership, they bring in guys. If he doesn't, as we heard Bob Elliott say on this show and report last week, there's enough out there now that I think saves Alex's ass and puts us on ownership. So I think Alex is going to be okay. He was under the gun to start the season. The tenor of this entire year leads me to believe his image is going to be okay regardless, because it's not like he isn't trying. There's enough ammo out there to save his rear end. So what does he do with it? We're about to find out. 416-870-0590, 1-888-666-0590, *590 on your cell device. Oh, yeah, the Jays won 14-1 last night and played really well. Melky Cabrera homered from both sides of the plate and knocked in the window of a Honda in a parking lot past the Green Monster. By the way, Honda, an official sponsor of your Toronto Blue Jays. Alan in Mississauga, talk to me.
Yes, good afternoon. You know, this rumor, it's very exciting and hopefully it's very reliable. You know, instead of trying to get just this guy for 2 months, I would try to make a deal for more than 2 months with Lester. If we're going to give up a lot of prospects, I would try and do that. Now, maybe Alex is going to try that. I don't know if Lester wants to play in Toronto, Canada for 5-6 years, whatever. But, you know, it'd be great if we could get him for more than 2 months.
And what, Alan,
contender for quite a few months.
I appreciate the call. Listen, I agree with you. It's any team that would acquire this guy, and it sounds more likely than not that he's going to move somewhere. And by he, I mean John Lester. It's a nice idea to say, all right, we're going to not only acquire John Lester, we're going to sign him. You're not working in reality if you think that one's going to happen. Because if I'm John Lester, the one thing I do as a left-hander in the prime of my career is go open market. You owe it to yourself. You owe it to your family. You owe it to every early morning you woke up to get ready for your day or your season to go open market and see what's out there. This guy's going to pull $140, $150 million. Least. Underline least. Why would you sign now? What if you go to a new team and actually have a really good postseason on top of that? The stock rises and you're even better off. Under no circumstances is this guy going to re-sign upon being dealt. That will be dealt with another day. 416-870-0590, 1-888-666-0590, star 590 on the cell thing. Jim in Espanola. What say you, Jim?
I'm excited. I'm excited for the Jays. Like you had said, it kind of reminds you back when the Jays were going for got David Cone, when the Expos, you know, let go of Johnson for Langston. You know, it's a good opportunity for Leicester. I think they got to go for it. If they don't, one of their competitors will. And to see a guy like John Lester go, you know, they're going to go down to a three-man rotation. You're going to see a lot of that guy. And I know we're all excited about Strowman, but this guy's proven. I don't see how you can let this opportunity slip by.
I'll tell you how you can let it slip by. I'm not dealing with Strowman. Thanks for the call, Jim. I just can't do it. Can't do it. The kid that's throwing tonight has gone 14 straight innings without allowing a run. These games have mattered. Division games. That kid's got balls, man. I'm not trading Marcus Stroman right now. You have a feeling of what Marcus Stroman could be. You don't know about Drew Hutchison. You have no idea about Aaron Sanchez. And that's just scratching the surface of what other prospects are sitting there. But to your first point, Jim, like I said earlier, I can't remember the last time the Jays were buying. Seriously buying. Now, if ownership's not going to loosen up the purse strings, what are they really buying? We'll save that topic for later on in the show. But you know what I mean. Aggressively pursuing the market. It's a fun time. Just enjoy it. 416-870-0590, 1-888-666-0590, star 590 in your cell device. Is this a misprint? Bakersfield, California?
No misprint, Sid. What's up?
What's going on, Matt? What's going on, Bakersfield, California?
Yeah, diehard fan listener. I call in the Blue Jays postgame, all kinds. I'm always listening to you guys all the time.
Bless your heart, brother. What's on your mind?
Well, about the Blue Jays trading, and I hear all this pitching talk, and I don't really think the Jays need a pitcher as much as people think. I mean, when they were losing, it was their hitting that brought them down. And if I'm Alex Anthopoulos, I make a call. I call Texas, and I ask them, what do I got to give you for Beltre besides Stroman? And I do it. Thank you for the call.
Thanks for the call. Love me some Adrian Beltre. Adrian Beltre is two things. One, talented. Two, bat bleep crazy. And I like a little of both in a ball player. What's he hitting now, like 330? Can play some third base. Move Lori over to second. I don't mind it. I'm not telling you I know what to trade for him. No idea. But Texas is, I mean, the carcass has been there all season. More guys on the DL than any team in Major League Baseball. Their year was done before it started. Prince Fielder gets hurt. Prince Fielder never gets hurt. And the year they acquire him for Ian Kinsler, done. Done. It was never in the cards for the Rangers. And I'm kind of surprised more teams haven't been picking away at that carcass. Like vultures. It's what you do. It's not a pretty thing. But they are wounded animals. Go get their stuff. But Beltre's too good. I don't know. I would trade a lot off that Rangers roster. Beltre is just ridiculous. 416-870-0590, 1-888-666-0590, star 590 in your cell device. The non-waiver trade deadline is 4 p.m. Eastern on Thursday. Things around these parts could be getting a lot more interesting than some anticipated. Luke in St. Catharines, you are now speaking on the Fan 590.
Hey, Sid, long-time listener. I love your show.
Thanks,
I just wanted to say, I would not trade Stroman for anyone.
Nope.
Let alone a guy that we don't even know we're going to have for more than 2 months. And I would let go Hutchinson and I'd let go Sanchez in a heartbeat because we don't know what they're going to prove in the league. But I'm not touching Stroman and I'm not letting him go for anything.
Thanks for the call. I think you're right. You give me Lester for 2 years guaranteed, we can have the talk. We can have the talk. He is signed for like another 8 minutes. You're not going to trade Stroman for that. Even if it does look good in a division series rotation, it would look really good in a division, the more I think about it. But to the point, not trading Stroman. Can't trade Stroman. I still think the Dodgers aren't done getting pitching. The Giants just picked up Jake Peavy. Those two have been going back and forth all year. At one point, the Giants had like a 9-game lead. Dodgers just reel them in like they always do. And the Giants went out and got a pitcher who normally pitches pretty well against Los Angeles and Jake Peavy. I think the Dodgers are not done, despite the fact they got Greinke and Kershaw and Ryu. And I mean, they're amazing. Not to mention Beckett. Like, they're crazy. Don't rule out the Dodgers here. Eddie in Fort Erie. What's going on, bud?
Not much, Sid. I wanted to call in about this John Lester report.
Juicy, isn't it?
Oh, very juicy. Yeah. I mean, I would love to get Lester in a heartbeat. And you know what? How many times has he faced the Blue Jays and has killed us in some of those games where he's like put up 12 strikeouts and that cutter that he has inside? And you know what? Knowing that they're in a wild card position right now, they may need a plan B against the Angels because their bullpen is very dangerous and you just don't know who the Angels might put in that wild card game. It could be either Wilson, it could be either Weaver or one of their young guys like Skaggs or Garrett Richards. And I wanted to follow up on the Denny Valencia trade. I was very surprised that Billy Butler was not included in that trade, given the fact that he and Ned Yost are not exactly on the same page, and the Blue Jays were in on him after all in the offseason.
They were. I appreciate the call. The price they gave up for Valencia would have to be upped a bit to get Billy Butler, I think. I'm not in on the calls. I would assume Liam Hendricks and Eric Kratz wouldn't cut it for Butler, but that's just me. In terms of the Angels, it's a fascinating point in that, and I know I want to ignore the wild card for now because the division should be the priority, and it is. But the reality is, if everything ends today, the Blue Jays are flying out to the West Coast for a one-gamer in Anaheim. Do you have a guy who can match up? I'd be shocked if Jared Weaver wasn't the guy who starts for Mike Socha's team. And the Angels can run at you. Obviously, Mike Trout, Albert Pujols, Josh Hamilton. I mean, David Freese is not a guy unfamiliar with postseason play at any level. Eric Ibar is having a pretty damn good season. They got some guys who can hit. So who would you run out there? You know, you have to think about these things if you're Alex Anthopoulos. And if he thinks Lester can match up better than any guy he has, that's kind of where his head has to be right now. I'll say this about the rumors we're hearing about Lester. And Tim McAuliffe and I have gone back and forth a lot on David Price and would the Rays trade David Price in the division. I've always thought it was insane, especially considering he has a year of control left. I don't know why he would do it. But the Lester thing is interesting because earlier today you saw a lot of reports coming out of Boston saying that Lester could be dealt inside the American League East to every team except one. You can figure out which one. The Yankees. So for Baltimore, he's on the table. For the Jays, he might be on the table. I don't know what Tampa Red Sox relations are like right now. Probably not great. But if you're the Jays, do you just do this to keep him the hell away from Baltimore? That's a part of this time of year that comes into play much more than we think. And if it meant Baltimore doesn't get him by trading Drew Hutchinson or Aaron Sanchez, I would think about it. We're going to take a break. After the break, this continues because this dropped within the last 90 minutes or so. It's still fresh. Again, for those just flipping us on, columnist Phil Rogers from MLB.com saying the Jays are definitely in on the Lester talks. Like, definitely. Your thoughts? 416-870-0590, 888-666-0590, *590 is also how you can get a hold of us. We're going to take a break. My name is Sid Sixero. I'm in for Bob McCowan. He's back next week. More Jays talk, more trade deadline talk after this. Primetime Sports, Tuesday, July 29th. Sid Sixero in for the vacationing Bob McCowan. Elliot Friedman will join me top of the clock. Stephen Brunt will be by. We'll talk Jays with Stephen and the bear that's terrorizing his life on the East Coast. Hope he's okay. Paul Jones will join us. The Lakers have a new head coach. This could be it for Steve Nash. I guess Nash is the lead on that. Let me try that one again. 3-2-1. This could be it for Steve Nash. Lakers have a new coach that they hired when they felt like it, and Byron Scott. It's a hilarious hiring. And LeBron James will be unveiled in Akron on August the 8th. He's going to walk out. I don't know if it's going to be like the NWO entrance with the Miami Heat years ago, but something's going to go down. So we'll talk a little NBA. Rob Becker will join us. We'll talk Donald Sterling. According to a judge in California, he no longer has control of that team. And the rich dude from Microsoft's going to buy the Clippers for $2 billion. And the NCAA's in the news again. This one's hilarious. They're just a terrible group of people. Joe Siddle, Toronto Blue Jays radio analyst, will join us. The Jays are back at it tonight in Boston. Ruby De La Rosa and Marcus Stroman. Marcus Stroman has not allowed a run in 14 innings. Man, that kid looks good. One piece of news I should pass your way. Last week, I was not around for the Stephen A. Smith story. Believe me, I caught wind of it. We have breaking news from ESPN. Apparently, Stephen A. Smith has been suspended a week for his comments on the Ray Rice story, domestic violence and provocation. So he has been suspended 1 week by ESPN. Just so we're clear, Ray Rice got a 2-game suspension. Stephen A. Smith got a week suspension. All right. So again, that's breaking. ESPN suspending Stephen A. Smith 1 week for his comments on the Ray Rice scenario. We are continuing our talk surrounding the Toronto Blue Jays, and I really thought I was coming in here today to go over what was a hilariously positive evening on the field for the Jays. The only thing that went wrong was Reyes was favoring the right shoulder after an at-bat, during an at-bat, and after an at-bat. That's the only thing you could point to last night and go, could be bad. And they ended up pulling him because it was a blowout. But the John Lester speculation is cranking up. Things are getting hot. What will the Jays do between now and Thursday, 4 p.m. Eastern? That's what we're talking about. And we weren't going to do it, but to hell with it. We opened the phones. 416-870-0590, 1-888-666-0590, *590 on your cell device. Let's go to Alliston, Joe. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing great. I got a couple of questions for you. Then I want to hang up and go away and listen to you.
Shoot.
John Lester related. Let's assume that the Jays are able to trade for him and they get him on Thursday. How many regular season starts is he going to get this year? And how many wins is he going to get over and above whoever he replaces? And I guess the corollary to that is, do we really want to trade Aaron Sanchez for whatever number of surplus wins that is? That's the first question. The second question is, if we get him and we want to entertain any thoughts of re-signing him in the offseason, you're going to have to give John Lester the keys to the city. And my question is, do you want to give John Lester the keys to the city or do you want to give the keys to Melky Cabrera? And great show. I'm going to leave and I want to go listen. Bye.
Well, thank you for listening, Joe. Look, re-signing Lester can't be your problem right now because he's not going to entertain it. He's not going to entertain it. He's basically table talks with a team he's been with his entire life. He's not going to talk extension with you. I don't care if you're Baltimore, the Jays, Nationals, Pittsburgh. I don't care who you are. This right now is about the next 2 months plus. That is it. Now, in terms of how many wins John Lester could get a team over the next 2 months of starts, who knows? But if you're in a tight pennant race and you think two or three games could be the difference, maybe this guy can be the difference. He has an ERA below three. This guy's not chop liver. He is solid. He's been solid for years. And I feel like I don't need to explain this. He's in the Jays division. You guys see this. If this guy's buried in the NL West, maybe some education's needed here. You guys know exactly what this guy's about. There is no secret here. He doesn't play for the Rockies. You guys know. Now, if you want to make up your own mind based on that, and you don't like the kid, then fine. You don't like him. This, if the Jays are in a division series playoff matchup and you are marking out your first three starts, he's one or two. He's one or two. A lefty with that much stuff, he's one and two. With all due respect to Dickey and Burley and the kid, he's automatic in a playoff series. And if that's the goal, that's how you should think. And I would do it. As long as Stroman stays in the Jays outfit, I would do it. 416-870-0590, 1-888-666-0590, *590 on your cell device. Frank in Windsor. How you doing, man?
Good. How you doing, guys? Calling from the Blue Jays nest.
The Blue Jays nest. Is there some cleanup going on in Windsor? You guys got hammered with some storms over the weekend, didn't you?
Actually, I'm from Windsor, but living in Toronto.
Oh, that's so okay. So you're fine.
I'm going to give the show.
All right. I have no worries for you.
First, I got to say, I think everyone's got to agree. I think it's just awesome the fact that the Jays have finally hit the point that they're in trade talks with an elite pitcher like Lester, whether trade rumors true or not. I just think that's amazing. You know, at this point, we're pretty much out of it. We're kidding ourselves thinking we're in it, but we're not. I agree with you. Definitely wouldn't give up Stroman. I'm a little iffy on Sanchez. I will say I'm the first to admit that I would give up any prospect for proven pitcher. But at that point, I think you're better off giving Sanchez, not to say what happened, give Sanchez up for price. At least you're getting a year and a half from him. I mean, giving up Sanchez and a couple other guys for Lester for 2 months, you're pretty much going all in, and I hope Anthopoulos goes after another maybe key at bat as well. I mean, you might as well go all in at that point.
Thanks for the call. I from the bat perspective, I think the mentality is with the Jays, well, when everyone gets healthy, we got our bats. Healthy bats mean acquired bats. I think that's how they're looking at it. Could be wrong, but I think that's how they're looking at it. In terms of David Price, guys, that ship has sailed for this season. Tampa Bay's seven games out. Joe Maddon is crazy enough to think he can pull this off. Price is pitching out of his mind, and he's controlled for another year. Alex Cobb, healthy, his pitch count isn't what it normally would be. Hellickson, healthy, his pitch count is not where it would normally be. Chris Archer, if he can keep his mind on the prize and stop worrying about bat flips, is going to win a few more games between now and the end of the season. And if Evan Longoria starts hitting, all things are on the table. I still don't think the Rays are done. And for a fleeting moment, the David Price trade discussion made some sense to me. They played 700 baseball for like a month and a half. That threw it in the trash. They're not dealing them. What scares me about Tampa is they're still going to have to play 700 baseball to get to where they want to go. That was a long time playing ridiculously good baseball. Can they do it? I don't know. But Joe Maddon's done some pretty unbelievable things the last 3-4 years. I wouldn't put it past him. 416-870-0590, 1-888-666-0590, *590 on your cell device. The Major League Baseball non-waiver trade deadline again is Thursday at 4 p.m. Eastern. Keep it locked here, and we will take care of you all day. Daniel in Toronto. Use your words.
Sid, first of all, I'm a big, big, big fan.
Thanks, bro.
From the old score days. Number one. Number two, I don't really think that the Jays should give up either of those two pitchers, not Stroman and not Sanchez, even though, that being said, I would love to see them get another pitcher to take to eat up some more innings for the rest of the season. I don't know how they would do that without giving up either of those two. I mean, you know, watching Aaron Sanchez a couple of nights ago against Boston when he went to the heart of the lineup and just, you know, put them down 1-2-3 was an amazing thing to watch for such a young player. You know, you said before no one really talked about last night's game, and I'll just add a point that I love the fact that the stat on the Melky Cabrera two home runs from each side of the plate was that the last guy to do it was your associate, Mr. Zahn. So I thought that was pretty funny.
Yeah, that was Zahnny in Seattle. Zahnny did it way back in 1962. And it wasn't that far. Thanks for the call. You know what? I mean, we're going to talk more Lester as the show goes on, but I think this is a good moment with the few minutes we have left here in this segment to acknowledge the ass-kicking that was last night. And Melky Cabrera, a couple of callers back brought up Melky. Melky goes deep from both sides of the plate last night. Knocks out the window from the Honda over the Green Monster. Knocked the windows out your car. I think there's a track like that. Melky Cabrera was like Zeppelin 4 vinyl. Great on both sides. Phenomenal. The other thing to watch here from Anthopoulos' perspective as we approach Thursday. Cabrera is in his contract year. Colby Rasmus has been horrible. Anthony Gose, if you really believe Anthony Gose is the future of this team in center field, then you, me, and Rob Ford are going out Friday. So they have outfield questions that are serious. Don't be surprised if he's also trying to kill a few birds here with a couple of stones before Thursday, i.e. center field, i.e., who knows, a left fielder that's good, that's locked in for a couple seasons. Because I feel like Cabrera, money-wise, is going to be way above where they want to go. Because he's been great. And I just don't know if the Jays, money-wise, can get there. I don't know what Colby Rasmus is. Some other team will give him money. At this rate, if you're the Jays, let that happen. And Gose is Gose. Gose is a guy who's fast and will have a good stretch here and there and make a good throw now and again and at times do some stupid stuff. I don't know if that's going to change with Gose. I'm not willing to bet on it. Two of your three outfield positions are serious questions going into next year. Don't assume the Cabrera thing is going to get done. Do you knock that off now? If there's an outfielder that you can control for a bit, do you do it now? Instead of doing the business in the winter, do you do it now? I don't know. I know from a rental standpoint, from an outfielder position, Matt Kemp aside, it's not good. Now, I'm not saying you go after Matt Kemp. Matt Kemp's 29 years old, has over $100 million left on his contract, and has had to deal with a series of ankle and shoulder issues. There's a reason the Dodgers are wavering a bit on Matt Kemp. I understand that. The rentals aren't there. But does Alex take this opportunity to have a long-term outfield solution and bring in a guy he thinks can play for a few years? I don't know. But I think that has to be in the mindset. Because no one really has a clue how center field and left field are going to play out in 2015. I know that's not the priority. But when you look at the contracts, it better be at some point. Plenty to talk about coming up over the next 2 hours. Stephen Brunt, Paul Jones will talk NBA, legal analyst Rob Becker, and Joe Siddle joining us from Fenway Park. Game 2 of the 3-gamer against the Red Sox for the Jays goes tonight. You can watch it on Sportsnet. Listen to it here on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. I am Sid Sixero in for the vacationing Bob McCowan. I think it's going to be an interesting week. You just kind of get that feeling. This is Primetime Sports on the Sportsnet Radio Network. And 360. Keep it locked.